From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. If this music doesn't make you shiver, just a little, you're probably not a fan of movie thrillers. It's from Bernard Herrmann's score to the 1960 Alfred Hitchcock classic, Psycho. It's also from a 1998 remake of Psycho, sort of. The remake's producers had the good sense to simply adapt Herrmann's original score for the new film. As for whether the remake itself made a lot of sense, that's another question. It got a tepid response. People seemed to think Hitchcock got it right the first time, so why bother doing it again? But sometimes remaking a movie turns out to be a great idea. This Bernard Herrmann score is from Alfred Hitchcock's 1956 hit, The Man Who Knew Too Much, starring Jimmy Stewart and Doris Day. It's the movie where Doris Day sings Que Sera Sera, and it's also a remake of a 1934 film with the same name. And who made that first movie? Alfred Hitchcock. So, why would Hitchcock remake his own movie? There were probably lots of reasons, but one may have been that by the mid-50s, he had reached a different stage in his career. In 1934, he was a relatively obscure director working in England. By 1956, he was a big name in Hollywood, with films such as Rebecca, Spellbound, and Rear Window under his belt. So why not revive an obscure old work for an eager new audience? That does make sense, especially business sense. And Gioachino Rossini had the same sharp instincts more than a century earlier. In 1820, Rossini wrote this overture for his opera Maometto II, which premiered in Naples that same year. And in 1826, he composed this next music to kick off an opera called The Siege of Corinth, a remake of Maometto II. Like Hitchcock with The Man Who Knew Too Much, Rossini did a remake of his own opera. And perhaps for similar reasons. Rossini composed Maometto II in Italy. 6 years later, he had moved to France, and he needed to get a quick start with a French opera. So he took the earlier opera, tweaked it a little, and rewrote it in French, reviving an old Italian opera for a new French audience. And it worked. Before long, Rossini was a star in both countries. This week on World of Opera, The Siege of Corinth, Rossini's second take on a violent story of conflicting passions and divided loyalties. It comes to us from the Rossini in Wildbad Festival in Wildbad, Germany. The stars are soprano Maiella Culla and tenor Mark Sala with conductor Jean-Luc Tingon.